Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Recently, three new LDS apostles were called at the October 2015 General Conference. Now, these three men have all served in the church faithfully and have extremely diverse and interesting backgrounds that will undoubtedly help them in their new callings. And we want to give you just a bit of information on each of them so that you can get to know them a little bit better. We're starting with Elder Dale G. Redland. Now, this information comes to us through a recent Mormon Observer blog article written by his niece, Lisa. Well, Elder Redland was born in Utah, but his parents were immigrants from Finland and Sweden, and they came to the United States so they could be sealed in an LDS temple. Isn't that an interesting reason? Well, Elder Renlund's parents didn't speak any English, so Swedish was the family's first language. After a while, the family moved back to Sweden for a few years and eventually came back to the United States. When Elder Renlund was 19, he served a mission to Sweden, and after he returned, he met and married the lovely Ruth Libert, his wife. While the couple was in the midst of his medical residency and her law school, they're both very well educated, Elder Renlund was called to be the bishop of a very diverse inner city Baltimore ward. Now, during that time, the Renlunds had a daughter, Ashley, and Ruth was also battling ovarian cancer and chemotherapy, which prevented her from having more children. Now, you may have seen a few articles about Sister Renlund floating around social media. She is a truly remarkable woman who knows how to be strong in the face of uncertainty. After law school, she went on to become a personal injury trial attorney and eventually the president of her firm. Elder Renlund went on to become a cardiologist and a medical professor at the University of Utah, as well as a medical director for a few organizations before he was called to the Quorum of the 70 in 2009. Quite the accomplished couple. The Renlunds have also spent 5 of the last 6 years in Africa, serving in the Africa Southeast Area Church Presidency, visiting and serving people in extremely impoverished conditions and helping to grow the church there. We are definitely excited to hear more from the Renlunds in the future and wish them the best in this new calling. Now, if you weren't able to catch all of the October 2015 General Conference quite yet, you can still watch or listen to it or other past conferences, of course, on MormonChannel.org. The quote of the day today comes from President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, and he said, "The gospel is the good news of Christ. It is the revelation that the Son of God came to earth, lived a perfect life, atoned for our sins, and conquered death. It is the path of salvation, the way of hope and joy, and the assurance that God has a plan of redemption and happiness for his children. The gospel is the way of discipleship. As we walk in that way, we can experience confidence and joy even during times of peril, sorrow, and uncertainty." I'm Jennifer Stagg. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.